大家好，在这个音频里面呢，包括接下来的 D 和 U 的音频里面，我会给大家读一下这三篇母稿的一个示范录音啊。但是这个示范录音呢，我会读的比较怎么说正一些啊，就是我会尝试把每一个单词都发的比较清楚，目的呢是让大家听清楚每一个单词的发音啊。但是这种呈现方式不是特别的口语化，也不是特别的自然，所以我觉得并不是特别适合考场，而是适合大家在准备稿子的时候，在最开始的时候先把这个每个单词的发音给它弄清楚啊，比较适合这种情况。所以呢，就是大家可以通过我的这个录音去学习每个单词的发音，然后在我们对应的 day 四，也就是第四天，以及 day 六第六天，还有 day 八第八天的这个链接里面，大家都可以看到我录了另外一个视频或者说音频吧，就是演出来的临场发挥，就是我给大家录了一个我觉得比较自然的背诵的那样一种感觉的音频啊。大家在考场上面应该更向那个音频去靠近啊。这个音频呢，只是给大家去示范一下正确的比较规范的发音是什么样子的。好，那接下来我就开始第一个稿子人物类的一个朗读。His name is 聪明学长, which can be loosely translated as Mr. Smart. He is an influencer on Douyin, the Chinese version of TikTok. He creates videos about his studying methods and experience. How I knew him? Actually,I found out about him by accident. My friend was browsing videos on Douyin the other day and shared his videos with me. The video, I still remember, was about how to memorize difficult vocabulary in English. It was so interesting, so intriguing, and it captivated me at once. And I started following him since then.Basically, he shares videos about his studying experiences, studying methods, and even life lessons sometimes. From his video, you can totally tell that he's so smart. It's like everything in studying is just a piece of cake to him. He's almost, how to put it, omniscient, I guess. The most impressive video was how he managedto remember 1,000 words in 3 days. I mean, come on, that's more than difficult. It's very difficult. It's a daunting task. But he did it. He shared how he divided these words into different groups and how he adopted various ways to memorize them, and even how he took advantage of different locations to consolidate the memories.I was surprised to see this. No, I was more than surprised. I was stunned. This is him, a superman in the academic field. I guess I followed him not only because he is smart, but also because deep, deep down, he resonates with me. I want to become smart, become brilliant, and become omniscient as well. And I believe...His videos are going to go viral on Douyin very soon.